see from Bueno today. He didn't seem to be quite himself there.
Yeah, didn't have fastball command, and kept trying to figure it out with his off speed. Thought the second inning did a better job. He just took a little more off of everything, but just didn't have the fastball really all day.
Is he all right?
Yeah, I think so. It just it's amazing that he pitched out of that. He let three runs on the first three hitters, and then we load him up. I mean, that's just not real good odds of things turning out well. But made some better pitches, great double play, Carp to Yachty, and then he found a way to keep us in it for a little while.
How much you mentioned the Carp double play, and then you guys come out and kind of ambush Homer,
yeah,
the momentum change.
Well, you get, answer with four right there is huge. And guys just taking good at-bats, hand it off to the next guy and not trying to do too much. And then we get an opportunity, obviously, to have the big nine-run inning. But Jose, we needed that big hit, right? We talked about that. You guys are tired of hearing me say it. But, it's a good time to have one.
We talked about him, or we did last night, about him being kind of a spark when he gets in there. Is that something you can see happening maybe a few more times in the upcoming years?
We're going to have to go with whoever's going, and he's certainly going. And, he gets us started, too, with a hard hit double, and, guys kind of moving runners around, getting the big hits, even with two outs. I just think, he's got the potential to hit the long ball, but he also puts together good at-bats. He'll take his walk and just kind of grind through them.
I think on that double play, were you a little surprised Matt went to the bag first and then with the tag play at home?
Bag, he was on the way. It's the right play. Yeah, so I thought it was well done.
You talk about pitchers having kind of a threshold for pitches in an inning. I mean, how close was Adam to that mark?
Yeah,
for
he
you?
Was close. And that's actually why, we don't really pitch to Barnhart, because if he's pitching him careful, it might take him five pitches that throws him probably 47 instead of putting him on, taking the best shot at Bailey's. Best chance of staying in the game at that point, but we had Brevia hot and probably would have had to go to him.
He got that first at bat in the fourth, just kept him in there for that sacrifice, I'd assume, right?
Yeah, just didn't want to deplete our bench too soon, get an opportunity, and unfortunately they capitalized on it. He gets the second great bunt down of the day, and then base hit knocks in the runner. Greg Garcia did a nice job all day getting on base for us. Just trying to maximize our bench at that point, not knowing what kind of dogfight we were in for. But fortunately, you guys just poured on the offense like we've been looking forward to for a while.
You all were opportunistic offensively yesterday, and as you mentioned, poured on. So you feel better kind of leaving here with where your offense is than maybe when you guys were
there? You need those. You look through that order, a number of guys who had multiple hits and driving the ball and coming in big situations and getting something done. I mean, those can usually or can translate into some confidence that just – and you could see some of the at-bats. You guys just looked a little more aggressive, and once they get a couple of those under their belt, it usually gives them a chance for more success in the future. So, yeah, like where they are.
Martinez possibly a DH candidate in Kansas City or even to play?
Possible.
Did you like what you saw from Cecil? His ability to cover innings.
He and Brevia both covering five innings there for us, but almost got a knock for himself too. But just a real nice job. Three innings. Somebody's going to have to soak up when we're only going three with our starter. Somebody's going to have to carry some of the load. Brett has been wanting to get out there with more pitches during the outing so he can get a feel for things. And a second inning goes out and has base hit, first, second, nobody out, and a great opportunity for him to make tough pitches, and he ends up getting out of it with a zero.
It sounds a little odd given how much he has pitched, but did Matt need an inning?
Bowman?
Yeah.
This would have been day five. Yeah. So, overall he's had a high workload over the year, but for us to have him sharp, you can't go too long in between.
You okay on bullpen coverage tomorrow then with Cecil going three today and Brevia too?
Brevia should be good.
Okay.
Yeah, Bowman's good and everybody else should be fine.